everyone. My name is Emily, and I'm 19 years old. I just started college this year, and like many students, I needed to find a part-time job to help pay for my expenses. Today, I want to share with you my first day working at a coffee shop called The Daily Grind. It was an experience I'll never forget. Have you ever had a job that made you feel nervous and excited at the same time? That's exactly how I felt on my first day. I had never worked as a barista before, and I wasn't sure if I could learn all the skills I needed. But I was also really excited about meeting new people and learning something new. If you're thinking about getting your first job, or if you've ever felt nervous about trying something new, I hope my story will help you feel more confident. Let me take you through my entire first day, from the moment I woke up until I went home that evening. I'll share all the details, the good, the bad, and the funny moments that happened along the way. I woke up at 6 a.m., even though my shift didn't start until 8 a.m. I was too excited and nervous to sleep longer. I spent extra time choosing my outfit because I wanted to make a good first impression. The coffee shop had given me a uniform, a black apron with their logo, and a simple white t-shirt. I looked at myself in the mirror and thought, "This is it, Emily. You're about to become a real barista." I arrived at the Daily Grind 15 minutes early. The shop was already busy with the morning rush. I could smell the amazing coffee aroma as soon as I walked in. The sound of the espresso machine and the chatter of customers filled the air. I felt my heart beating faster as I realized I would soon be part of all this activity. My manager, Sarah, greeted me with a warm smile. She was about 25 years old and had been working at the coffee shop for 3 years. "Welcome to the team, Emily," she said. "Don't worry about being nervous. Everyone feels that way on their first day. We're all here to help you learn." Sarah introduced me to my coworkers. There was Jake, a college student like me who had been working there for 8 months. He was really friendly and immediately started giving me helpful tips. "The most important thing," he said, "is to stay calm, even when it gets busy. And don't worry if you make mistakes, we all made them when we started." Then I met Maria, who was the most experienced barista on the team. She had been making coffee for over 5 years and could create beautiful latte art. When I saw her make a perfect heart shape in a customer's cappuccino, I wondered if I would ever be able to do something like that. There was also David, who worked part-time in the afternoons. He was studying business at the local university and planned to open his own coffee shop someday. Everyone seemed so talented and experienced. I started to feel a little worried about whether I could fit in with such a skilled team. Sarah started my training by showing me around the coffee shop. She explained where everything was, the coffee beans, the milk, the syrups, and all the different types of cups and lids. There were so many things to remember. She showed me how to use the cash register, which was more complicated than I expected. "Don't try to memorize everything at once," Sarah advised. "Just focus on learning one thing at a time. Today, we'll start with the basics, and you'll gradually learn more advanced skills." My first task was to learn how to make simple drinks like regular coffee and tea. This seemed easy enough, but I quickly realized that even simple drinks required attention to detail. The coffee had to be the right temperature, the right strength, and served in the correct cup size. Sarah demonstrated how to use the espresso machine. "This machine is the heart of our coffee shop," she explained. "It takes practice to get the timing right. Watch how I pull the espresso shot." She showed me how to grind the coffee beans, how much coffee to use, and how long to let the espresso extract. When it was my turn to try, my hands were shaking a little. I was so focused on doing everything correctly that I forgot to relax. My first espresso shot was too weak because I didn't use enough coffee. My second attempt was too strong because I let it extract for too long. But Sarah was very patient with me. "That's perfectly normal," she said. "It took me weeks to get consistent with espresso shots. The key is practice and paying attention to the details." Around 10 a.m., Sarah said I was ready to help my first customer. A friendly woman in her 40s came to the counter and ordered a medium latte. My heart started beating faster again. This was the moment I had been preparing for. "Good morning. Welcome to the Daily Grind. How can I help you today?" I said, trying to sound confident. "I'd like a medium latte, please," the customer replied with a smile. I repeated the order to make sure I understood correctly, just like Sarah had taught me. Then I started making the drink. I was so nervous that I almost forgot to turn on the espresso machine. Fortunately, Jake was working beside me and quietly reminded me. Making the latte took me much longer than it should have. I had to be extra careful with each step because I was still learning. The customer was very patient and even said, "Take your time, dear. I can see you're new and you're doing great." When I finally finished the latte, I was so proud of myself. The customer tasted it and said, "This is delicious. Thank you so much." I felt like I had just climbed a mountain. My first successful customer interaction was complete. The afternoon brought a new challenge, the lunch rush. Between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m., the coffee shop became incredibly busy. There was a line of customers waiting to order, and everyone seemed to be in a hurry. Sarah assigned me to work alongside Maria, who would handle the more complicated orders while I focused on simple drinks and helping with food orders. Even though I was only making basic drinks, I felt the pressure of trying to work quickly while still maintaining quality. During the busiest moment, a customer ordered 6 different drinks for his office. I started to panic because I thought I wouldn't be able to make them all correctly and quickly. Maria noticed my stress and came over to help. "Remember what Jake told you this morning," she said calmly. "Stay calm, take it one drink at a time, and don't worry about speed right now. Accuracy is more important than speed when you're learning." With Maria's help, I managed to complete the large order successfully. The customer was happy with all the drinks, and I felt a huge sense of relief and accomplishment. Not everything went perfectly on my first day. Around 3 p.m., I made a mistake that taught me an important lesson. A customer ordered an iced coffee, but I accidentally made it hot. When I realized my error, I felt embarrassed and worried that the customer would be angry. Sarah noticed what happened and quickly stepped in to help. She apologized to the customer and immediately started making the correct drink. The customer was understanding and said, "Don't worry about it. Mistakes happen." After the customer left, Sarah talked to me about what happened. "Making mistakes is part of learning," she explained. "The important thing is how you handle the situation. Always apologize sincerely, fix the problem quickly, and learn from the experience so it doesn't happen again." I really appreciated how supportive Sarah was. Instead of making me feel bad about my mistake, she used it as a teaching moment. This made me feel more confident about continuing to learn and improve. As the day continued, I started to notice some things that I was naturally good at. I found that I really enjoyed talking with customers. I liked learning about their favorite drinks and making recommendations based on what they told me they enjoyed. One elderly gentleman came in looking confused about all the different coffee options on the menu. I spent a few minutes asking him about his taste preferences and suggested a medium roast coffee with a little cream. He tried it and loved it. He said, "You have a real talent for understanding what people want. That's a valuable skill in this business." I also discovered that I was good at keeping the workspace organized and clean. Throughout the day, I made sure to clean up spills immediately and keep all the equipment tidy. Maria complimented me on this, saying, "A clean workspace is essential for good coffee making. You're already developing good habits." Working at the coffee shop taught me a lot about teamwork. During busy periods, everyone had to work together smoothly to serve customers efficiently. I learned that communication was key. We had to let each other know what we were working on and ask for help when we needed it. Jake showed me how the team used simple signals to communicate when it was noisy. For example, if someone needed help, they would raise their hand. If the milk was running low, there was a specific way to let others know without having to shout over the noise of the espresso machine. I also learned that helping each other was essential. When Maria was busy making a complicated drink, I would help by getting the cups ready or cleaning up her workspace. When Jake was taking orders, I would start preparing the simple drinks so he could focus on customer service. By the end of the day, I felt like I was starting to become part of the team. It was a wonderful feeling to know that we were all working together toward the same goal, making great coffee and providing excellent customer service. At 5 p.m., my shift was over. I couldn't believe how quickly the day had gone by. Sarah asked me to help close the shop, which involved cleaning the espresso machine, wiping down all the surfaces, and organizing the supplies for the next day. As we worked, Sarah asked me how I felt about my first day. "I was really nervous this morning," I told her, "but everyone was so helpful and I learned so much. I made some mistakes, but I also did some things well. I'm excited to come back tomorrow and continue learning." Sarah smiled and said, "You did great for your first day, Emily. You showed a good attitude, you listened carefully to instructions, and you worked well with the team. Those are the most important qualities for success in this job." Jake and Maria also gave me encouragement. "You'll be making perfect lattes in no time," Jake said. Maria added, "I can tell you really care about doing a good job. That's going to take you far." Looking back on my first day, I realized I had learned a lot about myself. I discovered that I could handle pressure better than I thought I could. When things got busy and stressful, I was able to stay focused and keep working. I also learned that I enjoyed helping people and making them happy. Seeing customers smile when they tasted their coffee gave me a real sense of satisfaction. I realized that customer service was something I could be passionate about. Most importantly, I learned that it's okay to be a beginner. Everyone starts somewhere, and the key is to be willing to learn, ask questions, and accept feedback. My coworkers didn't expect me to be perfect on my first day. They just wanted me to try my best and be open to learning. Based on my experience, I want to share some practical advice for anyone who is starting a new job, especially if it's your first job. First, arrive early and be prepared. I was glad I arrived at the coffee shop 15 minutes before my shift started, because it gave me time to settle in and mentally prepare for the day. Second, don't be afraid to ask questions. I asked my coworkers many questions throughout the day, and they were always happy to help. It's better to ask and get the right information than to guess and make mistakes. Third, pay attention to the details. In coffee making, small details make a big difference. The same is probably true for most jobs. Take time to learn the proper way to do things, even if it means working more slowly at first. Fourth, be patient with yourself. Learning new skills takes time, and it's normal to make mistakes when you're beginning. What matters is that you learn from your mistakes and keep trying to improve. Finally, focus on being a good teammate. Help others when you can, communicate clearly, and maintain a positive attitude even when things get challenging. As I walked home after my first day, I felt proud of what I had accomplished. I had successfully completed my first shift as a barista, learned many new skills, and become part of a supportive team. I'm excited to go back to work tomorrow and continue learning. I know there will be new challenges. I still need to learn how to make more complex drinks, how to create latte art, and how to work even more efficiently during busy periods. But I feel confident that with practice and the support of my coworkers, I'll continue to improve. This experience has taught me that starting something new doesn't have to be scary if you approach it with the right attitude. Being nervous is normal, but it shouldn't stop you from trying new things and growing as a person. If you're thinking about getting your first job, or if you're facing any new challenge in your life, I hope my story encourages you to take that first step. Yes, it might feel intimidating at first, but you might surprise yourself with what you can accomplish. Remember that everyone around you was once a beginner too. Most people are willing to help if you show that you're eager to learn and willing to work hard. Don't let fear of making mistakes hold you back from trying new things. Working at the daily grind has already taught me so much, and it's only been one day. I'm looking forward to all the skills I'll develop, the customers I'll meet, and the experiences I'll have in the coming weeks and months. What about you? Have you ever had an experience where you felt nervous about something new, but it turned out better than you expected? I'd love to hear your stories. Starting new chapters in our lives can be challenging, but they're also great opportunities to learn, grow, and discover new things about ourselves. Thank you for listening to my story about my first day as a barista. I hope it was helpful and maybe even inspired you to embrace new challenges in your own life. Remember, every expert was once a beginner, and every journey starts with a single step. Until next time, keep trying new things and believing in yourself.